Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, everybody who might tune in, because this is a show that people need to get behind. It is about it is about discovering oneself. It is about finding out who you are and what you're about. Reach inside and find the answer. Okay, you are listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. I am host Talk Dude. Now, the other side of this line is the one, the only, Comedy Organic. Okay. Organic, come on, speak up. Let them know you're here.
Yeah, this is Comedy Organic. Okay. Everyone, I'd like to say, first off, thank you to the host.
No problemo. Anytime.
Yeah, the host, Talk Dude, what I call him, DJ Talk Dude, because he be DJing the experience, making sure the message get digested in the way that everyone should be appreciated, the way that they digest information that's helpful for you to succeed in the way that you learn. Thank you, DJ Talk Dude. Thank you very much. And
of course, anytime.
Happy Disabled Awareness Month to you and to those people out there that haven't had the embracement. And this is something that preparation helps the actual cuisine of success as disabled to have better days, better moments, reflecting to hear your words and hear your experience where people haven't allow you to put your voice out there. So everyone, today this show is called
I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves.
Yeah, just tell them what time DJ Dude Talk.
It is 9:01 here on the program, and we invite you to call in. Let us know what you're thinking. What's going on with you? What do you feel about doing this October? Do you want to basically make a stand? Let yourself be heard. Let us know your plans. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, where do I begin? Okay, look, one great thing about basically Disabled Awareness Month going on in this October, because, you know, it's October, and everywhere you go, everyone's celebrating Halloween. Everyone's setting up for Halloween. It's like the only kind of thing that only kids can really get into. Don't you remember what you used to do? You basically look forward to all the fun, neat, creepy, macabre stuff for October, picking out what your costume was going to be, anxious to as many houses possible, get as much candy as you wanted, anxious to go home and watch all the horror movies that are going to be running around October. Guess what? You can still find a way. One great thing about basically December, October, is you can celebrate this whole month. You can celebrate again like you did when you were a kid. This is something to celebrate. This is something to sing about. There are disabled people out there. There are. And you know what? They need your acknowledgement. They need you to know this Disabled Awareness Month. They need something. All right? They need help. I know they're supposed to prove they can do it on their own and whatever and personally. But this isn't just about the disabled in and of itself. It's about how this whole thing can connect us together. We're working for the greater good this month. You know? I mean, really.
Yeah, Talk Dude. DJ Talk Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't forget your desires. Don't act like a person that's starving to death, having yourself suffer. You know, the place in your desires is hungry to speak, and you sitting here, oh, no, I don't want to speak. I'm going to sit here and suffer with my jaws closed. I'm not allow the people to find me where I need the help the most. That's the thing I tell you all the time. Don't suffer in silence and allow yourself not to be expressed in a way that you truly desire. But happiness can free the voice of the quiet whisper. Come on now. It's all the time. We always come across this part of the task. How do people know what you're going through? You always, and you're quiet,
And you know you're not really quiet. Come on. This is the reason I'm saying this. You're really not quiet, but you're not talking.
And all right. All right. Okay. Let me just say this.
How people learn from your experience and what you need if you're sitting here suffering. Just to suffer for no peace of mind and ability where people can know whether you're all right or you ain't all right. As you were saying.
All right, let me start.
He almost did it again. He's almost stuck in it again. He was almost stuck in it again like he was stepping in something sticky. He was sticking to the problem again. See that? I was asking him. He was like doing it again. He was like, oh, it feels too good tonight. It feels too good, but at the same time, you're suffering. And believe me, I'm going to tell you this. Getting comfortable and not succeeding. That's such a setback. When you see what you lost for not speaking up, oh, boy, that feels so miserable, don't it?
Once you realize, absolutely. God, yes.
It's so miserable because you see success drifting away from you. And you're like, oh, no, come back. Guess what happens? You know the rest.
Yeah, look, I don't want to be like that. Look. The disabled deadness. I mean, usually throughout the year, all year round, most people are, once in a while, somebody will basically open the door for somebody disabled, help them out on the bus or train, but mostly they make a point to just not look at them, you know, don't stare.
Okay. Don't make the disabled people become like, you know, the victim boogeyman, okay?
They're not like the boogeyman. It's just that
No. Did you hear what I said? I said don't make them like the victim boogeyman, okay? Because imagine the spirits of the boogeyman. That's not a good experience, okay? So I said the victim boogeyman is the person that's going to prey on you, and it's the boogeyman. That's what I'm saying. And that's the thing. You know what the boogeyman experience is? It's a devastating experience for somebody you think that is vulnerable and fair, but really not vulnerable at all. The vulnerable is within your desire, right? So vulnerable is not owned by one particular individual class. The vulnerability is owned by a particular desire, and that's the class. See the difference?
Suppose so.
Oh, don't. Come on, talk, dude. Don't leave me, hey? Don't do this to the situation. Come on, man. Look how people grow. Don't be the boogeyman to what I'm saying. You be the boogeyman. Come on now. You know what the boogeyman does. So once you change that internal experience, you get closer to what you're looking to have and not necessarily having to present yourself in a way where you're not going to succeed, but you'll be actually presented in the vulnerable way to be isolated where things will get you like the buzzard or the vulture, right? It gets you when you're down, and that's the isolation of unsuccessful things. Don't present yourself like that so you won't be successful in what you're doing. Change your habits so you can have changing success where it weathers the condition of your desire. Come on now. Don't forget it at the moment that the task is meant for you to succeed. Everything has to be presented to you as a script to understand that you have true desires, true emotional connection. Come on now. Don't spend no more of your time wasted in things that you have to be overanalyzing for you not to be successful. And say, oh, yeah, I'm trying. No, I'm doing it. I'm going to do it. No, you're not doing it because the spirit should be naturally done. It should be naturally successful by you knowing, committing to it. Have you ever just tried to take the approach of committing to success, committing to the unlimitation of your ability, and stop trying to micromanage it and just let it happen and don't talk about it, just try to do it? You'll find yourself in another spirit that won't be found by disaster. right?
Yeah.
You keep allowing disaster to find your experience. Stop allowing disaster to find your experience. Enjoy your experience naturally. Don't let disaster follow you around and be the taunting, annoying subject of your experience. Just enjoy it and let the other part be natural. You don't have to micromanage it. Just let it be natural. Don't go, well, I'm going to do this. No, just enjoy it. That's how you do it. Just enjoy it. If you count it out, you're always going to be broke in your enjoyment. Listen to me. You count it out and you're always broke in the enjoyment. Everyone.
Yeah.
You do. We can't find you. But we find ourselves. Come on now. And this show is hosted by, I call him AKA DJ Talk Do, but his name is Talk Do Organic. To a lot of people out there. I understand, but you know, success doesn't have a reference to just be limited, right? Success have a successful conditioning that people find, that's a little too much to remember. No, but success, once you understand success and you understand what it is, you won't forget it. But when you're unsuccessful at unsuccessful things that's out there, you will forget it, right? And those are the things. Everyone, let's take a moment right now and pray for your desires. Pray for the disabled experiences. Pray for that channeling person that are channeling as a person, because we know it's rare to find the highest class of disabled expression that's successful at that level where it's changing people, because that's the infrastructure of success for people you find around the world. And I want to be appreciative when I say that, because sometimes we use around the world to just kind of like discredit people that is in your world and in your area. I'm saying it on the bigger scale of success, the bigger desire of wherever that true desire is,
mm-hmm.
that's being appreciated, right? Because I think some people would lose you in translation, but I know as other people are special, I've met a lot of different types of people, a lot of different type of disabled elements, a lot of disabled aspects. And, wow, this guy right here, man, he really is one of those type of people that you say, wow, this guy, it would be a miserable gift to not have a special gift in Disabled Awareness Month. To be able to be accomplished and being cherished and be appreciated like my colleague and the host of this program, DJ Talk Dude. Best enemy. DJ Talk Dude is the best enemy of DJ Butterfly CC, right? Because DJ Butterfly CC is this guy. I tell him, get together. Y'all got to work together. Y'all got different oppositional things that y'all would come together if y'all work together to have the best results. I was just talking to DJ Bofafisi yesterday. I said, come on, you and Tom, do y'all need to take the actual abilities that y'all are doing and build those things for the better building of building success? And if y'all work together, y'all have better results. Now, DJ Butterfly CC, he's from McKinleyville. Talk Dude is from, he's originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I was listening to one of the shows. I heard you guys do a thing about that. You guys were, you went there at one point, didn't you? You were, you were on your world tour. You were basically paying trash and helping the homeless out there.
Well, let's just be clear. Let's be clear about Talk Dude, right? Now, Talk
mm-hmm.
Dude, I've been working on the Disabled Awareness Month comedy tour. So that's not even go there with this guy. This guy, he's been with me when we put together the first disabled comedy platform and the first disabled comedy tour that we put together for October for 63 comedy shows for 1 month. So this guy will sit here and tell me, oh, well, y'all weren't around and I did comedy. You know how many 63 comedy shows is to do in 1 month? Now, let's be clear. Now, I understand where somebody is doing two shows. I know comedians are doing maybe six shows a day, right? Now, you said, well, you're doing six shows regardless if you're going to, I'm talking about six shows for one venue, repetition in the same venue, right? Even though new fans, but the same venue, right? I'm talking about 63 comedy shows for 63 different venues. Now, I'm talking about traveling to different facilities, different people. Now, these facilities and what we're doing, they have different kinds of people that have we did so many different types of setups. Not to give it away because we still are working on delivering something. We'll deliver something and you'll be able to see it. We wanted to deliver this, and I think truly Talk Dude, he needs see one of the things he's doing is almost like somebody that always comes to the party and brings you something that you truly desire. You're not expecting everybody having a good time, and then a person come along, and yours has that. It's like, yeah, this person come along, they truly know what you want, and they always come and bring something that brings the party and bring your appreciation to another level. And those are some people that you know that are rare because they do it without necessarily even having to be told. And I tell people this, too. You have to be careful about everybody got different appreciation and ability. And what makes that exceptional because it's not about undermining others if not able to do that. But not your ability to be crucified by seeing the greater moment that happens, right? I think so often we have to recognize how the change and success have always weathered the successful elements that beauty. Now, Talk Dude is going to let slide by. We at 9:18 p.m.
I didn't want to interrupt you while you were going on this thing.
Hey, you interrupt me all the time. And don't take the moment to not appreciate the moment that we're appreciating the structure of how you embrace the infrastructure of setting up the moment. You set up the moment for appreciation to be gathered and refocused. And so that's what we talk about.
It's 9:18 basically here on the program. I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. This Disabled Awareness Month, let yourself in. Let your voice be heard. It can be heard on our show. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Well, this is the thing.
Yeah?
I don't forget about this highlight of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I say this, this is not for you to be disabling this experience. This is the experience that should be not. Now, as you walk away, now I've seen it. I've been places where people say things and events and being there, events and hearing things. It is not connecting to the, my ear. And I just, depending on how old I was and where I was at, I just decided to go somewhere else. Then when I went somewhere else, I ran into what I was looking for and it ran to me. And this is the same thing with this platform. This is the time where Talk Dude is supposed to run into the desires of what he's truly looking for. And as he's being displayed as just the convenient, this reminds me of the person that's in a nursing home facility
fucking the shit out of the facility nurse, fucking shit out of him. And then act like he can't even give enough to give appreciation. He's fucking the shit out of this woman, and she act like, oh, this is a secret. And if it's a secret, why the secret can't be appreciated? People give people gifts all the time just being nice. She's gonna be cold and unappreciative. Just sliding up on top of him, humping him, and looking at him like he did something wrong. It's those out there that appreciation never get appreciated because they're just too greedy. You come and bring the vagina, which is an older guy. Sometimes he'd be younger. Who knows? It's his experience. And he's going here getting humped up on, and these facilities, things like that, does happen. And then he's sitting there, and she's up there talking to him like it's a privilege for him to. And this is the thing I'm saying to you. I'm saying, why you got to mistreat the people that truly are rewarding you with something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think what happens is what I'm saying to you is because we get it. It happens. It happens both. We get that. It happened both ways. You know, I know it happened. If it happened to men, young, old, it's happened to women, young, old. Okay? What the thing is, a lot of times you get arguments about is how it's happened so much more, right? And so let's go over this again. Let's go over the simple experience.
Let's do it.
It's simple. Why is it so simple? Because being mistreated is very simple to treat someone right.
Yeah.
Right. You can treat someone right and same trigger you mistreating them. But you're so greedy and selfish that your entitlement, sir, you're doing it. You're doing it.
Doing what?
You're breathing a line.
Go ahead.
Now, you... Or, you know, I say you because you ain't the one doing that, but you as the one that truly desire attractive woman, truly desire one. And believe me, it's too many attractive women for somebody to stay and tell you as life prepare, and give you things that's been prepared as it need to be prepared. So you can have the best taste of something, right? When people prepare food, is that to make the food worse? Are they messing the food up, or is it for to make the food taste better? Right? So
if they mess it up, it tastes worse. It's the food. The cuisine is messed up.
Yeah, but that's not the message. I need you to attack. This is what I'm saying to you. When people prepare food, when they're doing it right,
mm-hmm.
it's food to have the better taste. The taste is... are being unlocked, right? So when people are preparing that, and it's called food prepping, right? When people are mostly food prepping, it's allowing the person, whoever that's going to be receiving it, to have the best taste. And when you prepare if you're going to a nice dining, emotional dining, and it's intimate, private, depending on what you're looking for and how you're doing it, if you're able to. Because you got some experiences where people able to pay money, right, to cook their own food, and they able to be intimate and have it more like, you know, you have some, you know, it depends on what you like. I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say that because people that don't partake in any substance, drinking, or things like that, I don't want to endorse that because that's not what I do. So for the most part, you know, I spend most of the time, this is what I do. I spend most of my time not commenting on things that I don't do. And I don't try to go my way to accommodate inconvenience within people and what they're doing. But it's not the thing to just have people around you. Just like if somebody's destroying themselves,
No, believe me, most people that throw themselves around you, guess what happens most of the time?
You tell me.
It's going to spill over to you, believe me. It's very few times in life where people, they're destroying themselves and they don't spill over, something don't spill over into your life. Okay? And that's the thing that people don't realize. This person may be somebody who's just like, oh, yeah, that's too bad, and you just let go, you know, well, you know, they figure it out, and you may not be judging them. But you're not judging your life and what this person means. Don't mean somebody else is not going to find them fascinating and commit to that. That means that that person may be having children with someone that you truly care about. So now you got a problem bigger than that because you just figure out a way to just dismiss your feelings and try to figure out a way not to say, oh, I'm not involved. But guess what? Life's going to be involved, going to be tangled up, and you're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's the person that you never figured out how to help. Now you trying to help, depending on your ability and what you want to do, it's a lot of things got wasted because you'd have helped this person before. It was devastating. Now you got children involved. And now the problem is even bigger because that can be hereditary, right?
Oh, yeah.
Alcoholic can be hereditary, right? So things be hereditary. Now, we just say, oh, well, they figured out, I don't want to judge nobody and all. Come on, man. People just do it all day. So that's be honest to the moment that's really honest for the experience to be better. When we sit here and try to hide back act like we're being fair, you're not really being fair. This is like emotional pleasurized hypocrites. Emotional pleasurizing. Because we are not truly being fair for fair sake. We're being unfair for convenience sake. And that's really destroying somebody that really needs that voice to be spoken up at that time. That's why certain people that you find out really the people that's really the most successful. You find most people that's really successful, most people, not all. But really the best people in most cases, they normally are inconvenienced. They're inconvenienced for you being uncomfortable. They're inconvenienced for that, and that's their thing they do the best. Because those people normally are the people that are best in what they do. And those things normally put you on the edge all the time, put you on the edge emotionally. Think about people that's successful. Think about anybody you ever ran across was the best at what they did. And it was a little agitating, a little annoying to you.
Hmm.
Think about that about yourself. You're a little agitating. You're a little annoying. But your desires are successful. You have desires. You realize your desires are successful, man?
I do now.
Yeah, your desires are successful. That's why you're so annoying. That's why you're bothering because that success just sitting there clicking at you. Sitting there saying, yeah, I'm here. Yeah, don't be here, talk, dude. Stop being so successful. You're killing me with the success. You would say, they're not willing to commit to that. But yeah, do truly desire attractive woman, and I must end with that part of the experience. He desires attractive woman. I don't know why he's trying to present himself to be this pleasurized love. Uncomfortable. No, man, you desire attractive woman. You desire the natural elements where you're successful in all the ways that disability don't say you should be, just to fit the disability stereotype. Stop trying to fit the disability stereotype of having an attractive woman and being unhappy and, no, I can't do this and have women that you – no, man, that's not what we're going to talk about. Now, my name is Comedian Organic OK. You've been staying in tune and listening to the show. It's called We Can't Find You, But We Find Ourselves. Now, you've been host with the conversation of, I mean, I've been talking today, but you've been host by no other than Talk Dude, but a.k.a. DJ Talk Dude. Talk Dude, give me the final words.
All right.
Come on now. Breathe in. Stop it.
I am. Get aware, basically. Be aware of this disability that's going on there and even basically realize the shortcomings in your own life that are meant to be overcome and accomplished. You can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. Thank you, and good night.